Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Pastor Ken, how are you, sir?
Ah,
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than I was last night, man. I need to apologize to you and to your listeners last night, man. I had a party. My son's 40th birthday party was before I came on your show, man. I was already pounding down the drinks, man. So I apologize for being a pastor drunk last night, man. To all your listeners out there, I apologize to you. Hallelujah.
Well, that's okay. We all have our indiscretions.
Well, I appreciate that. Have you talked at all to Pastor Kent?
No, I have not. I have not. Have you?
Well, I was on the show last night. I don't understand what happened here, man. How come we're not all hooking up anymore? Well, I mean, what happened there, man? I really want somebody to explain that to me, man.
You know, I can tell you the truth, I really do not know. I know he's been going through a lot with his sister lately, okay? So, I mean, and he hasn't really been doing many shows as far as I know. So I don't really know what's going on with him. He doesn't leave me messages in Facebook anymore, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about the whole social media thing, but I'll tell you what, man. I don't like that there's like a riff here, man. I don't like that. Like, I go on his show. I was on his show last night. He did a show. It was the first time in a week. Like you said, he hasn't done many shows. So maybe he is having a problem with his sister. But I don't know what happened with you and him. You know, you guys were, like, pretty tight, man.
Well, as far as I know, we're still pretty tight. He's just, like I said, he's just having some problems. I guess whenever he decides to work them out. But, see, he won't be able to come on my show because I'm doing my show back in my original time zone, okay, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. He won't come on, okay, that late. Okay, I don't expect him to show up for the shows anymore. Now, if I decide to go back to
five, he can't.
Huh?
He can't stay up until like 9 o'clock. What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, he's working again. Okay, is what I understand, and it's physical labor. So it's tasking him.
Okay, well, I mean, that makes sense. Look, I get it, man. He's got a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah. But like I said, we can pray for him and keep him in our hearts, okay? And maybe one day he'll come back.
Yeah, we all run into situations in our lives, man, and I thank the Lord for getting me through a lot of mine. I've had some bad times in my life, man, a lot of sad moments. But I've had a lot of happy moments.
Yeah.
So the sad moments don't outweigh the happy moments, man. You got to let the happy moments outweigh them. Because we all have happy moments. The birth of my children. My seven marriages, man, they were all happy moments in my life, man. But I've had a lot of sad moments. I've lost some friends. I've lost my parents. You know, I lost a lot of people over the years, man.
Yeah.
So you
got to
go with the flow and be happy. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God every day, man. Pray to God.
Hallelujah.
Every
Amen.
Day.
Yes, we do. We got to thank him as well. We got to thank him for everything that he does for us, okay? We may not see the things that he does, okay? But trust me when I say God does many things for us, okay? More than we can imagine.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Well, let's get into tonight's message. Okay, which entails who or what is priority in your life. And again, I'm going with Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. The preeminence of the primacy of Jesus Christ, he must be the object of our worship. We've been working through this great message out of a letter to the Colossian church, and we've found out that Paul makes it quite clear that one of the marks of a Christian is that he or she will be giving thanks to God. That has led us to ask ourselves a rather difficult question. To what extent do we really give thanks to God for all that he has done for us and for our salvation through his son, Jesus Christ? How much thanks do you and I give to God? That brings us to this powerful section of the letter. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For him, by all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities of power. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. So who is this passage talking about, people? It's talking about Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the one through whom we see the Father in Jesus Christ. We come to see the Father himself, Jesus. In John chapter 14, verse 8, Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? Who has seen me has seen the Father." That's Jesus. Jesus shows us the Father because no one has seen the Father but Jesus himself. So Jesus Christ is the one by on whom all things, every single thing that exists, every star, every bit of sky, every bit of water, every element, every bit of life was created. The Bible says that Jesus created it all. Life didn't just start by some 20 jillion to one shot in a dark chance. It didn't happen and come out of some premortal ooze Jesus created. Jesus Christ did it. He spoke by his word and he created. We read in John, the very first chapter, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things come into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. No wonder God gave him preeminence. There's all more reason to give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And you and I should be giving constant praise and honor to Jesus. And while we're at it, we're reminded in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, the 23rd verse, he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So we Christians are to be giving honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, for us, Jesus is our first priority. The question is, though, is really Jesus your first priority? So as we read God's word, we find that the Bible says that Jesus has preeminence. In other words, he has superiority. He has supremacy over all things. He has appointed his son Jesus Christ over all things, and that includes the church. The Bible says we are his bride. Jesus is our head. In other words, he is the head of the church. That means Jesus Christ is head of the church. Our citizens are not the head of the church. Our committees are not the head of the church. We're a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, and there's only one head of God's Rainbow Ministry Church, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So as I read and study this passage, the Lord reminded me that we Christians need to really take a hard and realistic look at just who is our priority these days, especially in the light of the fact that he is Jesus, he is indeed the head of the body of the church. So the question again that comes out of this, does Jesus really have a position of head in our church? And if so, what does that mean to us who come to worship. I realize that we looked at worship some weeks back, but the Lord showed me that this has been an awful lot to do with worship and why we do it. In fact, this passage reminds us that all of us should be asking a question of ourselves. We should be asking, where does Jesus fit in my life and in my worship? Where does he fit in our church worship life? Does he have the position that's rightfully his? And, or if that is not the case, then have we given something else his rightful position? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ must not only be very first priority in our lives, but he also must be the same in our church life. Again, in light of the fact that he is the head of the church. Now, when anyone or any outsider, someone coming to check us out, another Christian or any of our members, whenever someone looks at the church in general, what should people see? People should see Jesus, shouldn't they? But what do they see? In many churches, they surely don't see Jesus. Instead, they see a lot of hustle and bustle. They see a lot of people scurrying around. They see people going through a ritualistic set of things, and they see a lot of programs. They see a building, either a nice one or a rundown one. But do they actually see Jesus Christ? In most cases, the answer is no. So what has happened in the Church of America? Where do we find Jesus, or do we? Instead of Jesus, most people are finding a short-term substitute Jesus. What we find instead in the modern American church is a trend toward an emotional theater experience that lasts at best until the first crisis hits. Why? What has happened? This is an important issue that we too must look at, even right here at our own church. And I'll tell you this right now. It has nothing to do with whether we sing nothing but hymns, or we sing nothing but praise courses, or whether we sing no music at all. The issue at hand, the question you and I must come to grips with here, is where is Jesus Christ at God's name or ministries? He is our priority or something else. In other words, is Jesus our priority or our personal taste for music the priority? Is Jesus priority or our priority? We've always done it that way. Is Jesus our priority, or is the priority of these weekly broadcasts, okay, outing, salute our priority? It is sad, but very real commentary on the American church today. But what we see today in too many churches is Jesus is not given the priority. Instead, we Christians are giving it to people. We give it to our favorite ministries instead of Jesus being a priority. We give it to church growth at any cost instead of Jesus being a priority. But instead, we give it to other matters. We give it to the business meeting, the special programs, discussion about music styles, music preferences, clock watching, and some of our pet regular programs, and so on. But what does the Bible say? It says that Jesus has all authority and has the place of the ultimate power and priority. So, Andy, if we as a church body, the local church, ever hope and aspire to be all that Jesus wants us to be, all that we were ever intended to be, then we must put Jesus Christ first in our personal lives and first in our ministry. Everything we do, everything we say must have Jesus as our priority. So, how then does all this fit into worship? What's this got to do with how we worship anyway? Everything, and that's because worship is all about the priority of the preeminence of Jesus Christ. That's what worship is all about to start with. The whole absolute reality of worship is predicated upon Jesus Christ being the supreme position above everything else. Everything that includes about the time we gather to worship, that includes the old favorite hymns we sing, that means that Jesus must be supreme above the preacher, the soloist, the trios, the choir, the pianist, the organist, the ushers, the building. Jesus is the only one we worship. He is supreme. So think about the names and titles he wears. He is the King of Kings. That is supreme. He is the Lord of Lords. There's no one higher. Jesus is the Master, the one above you and me. He's our greatest high priest, our advocate, There's no name higher, and his name, every knee will bow. His priority right now, and he will be priority tomorrow. He is Jesus. And when we come to worship Jesus, our worship is a response to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, our Master, our Holy God, just as he is. He is superior. He is supreme. He is all authority. You and I worship Jesus out of our very own realization of just who he truly is. And if we respond to him, then we worship should never be our own personal expression or personal fulfillment to overflowing or very own expression of our own priority or supremacy of Jesus Christ in our lives. Right now, stop and think about this. I ask you right now, is your worship today an expression of your heart's outpouring of your priority of Jesus Christ in you? Are you worshiping Jesus totally? Have you put Jesus as your priority? Those of you have been coming to God's Reign of Ministries, okay, these evenings, we know we've been looking at the question of what is God's will. We found out that God's will isn't just getting answers or guidance. God's will is having close personal relationship with him. So it's our growing, agape love relationship with the Lord. We get to know him better and better. So as we get to know him better and better, coming to realize who he truly is, then we make him a priority in our lives. And guess what? As we grow in our relationship with him, we want to know more about him, and the more we taste of him and his goodness and love, the more we want. He becomes a priority, and so our worship of Jesus becomes more of the priority. We want that deeper and more full relationship. We desire that more intimate knowledge of him. We get so we just cannot get enough of him. The psalmist, Asaph, wrote in Psalm 73, verse 25, this, whom I have in heaven but you. There is none upon earth that I desire besides you. David wrote, O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thrusts for you. My flesh longs for you. Jesus must be yours and my priority today as well. We too must be desiring nothing else on earth other than Jesus. We should be thirsting after Jesus. We should be longing after Jesus. And then we will all gather and come together to worship Jesus to ascribe worship. When we become ascribed to all work to Jesus in the church body, we're telling him that he is our greatest treasure. He is the only one we really care for. We say to him, worthy art thou, O Lord of God, to receive all the glory and honor and power. You are worthy. You are a priority. So where is Jesus in your life? Is Jesus the only thing, the only one you desire? I hope so. Amen. So if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so right now, tonight. All you have to do is simply say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, we did this altar call for you, and we're going to play some music, and hopefully we get some callers. Right now, it's just Pastor Leroy and myself, so let's play some music, and hopefully some callers will call in.
Thank you.
Leroy, what's up?
Man, I'll tell you what, man. They were some great songs, man. I enjoyed all of them. And, I mean, you had some great music, man, on your show. I love the hallelujah in the beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That lady, man, whoever sings, who sings that, by the way, man?
Her name is Chana Corner.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-N-A. And her last name is spelled C-O-N-N-E-R, Connor.
Oh, Connor. Okay, cool. Yeah, she's a great singer, man. That's a great song, by the way. I've been meaning to tell you that.
Well, thank you. It's my favorite, too.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them songs where you listen to it once and you're like, this song kind of sucks, but it kind of grows on you after a while, man.
Yeah, it does. It says a lot in your message. It says a lot.
Absolutely. You got any callers out there? Did anybody call in?
Yes, I have, man. I happen to have two callers with their hands up. Let's bring them on. This first one is a 111. Let's see who we got.
Hey, Kenny. Huh? This is Clay. This is Clay.
Hey, Clay, how you doing?
All right, I'm going to try to make it a habit of calling your show every day.
Well, I would love that. I would love that, Clay.
All righty. Yeah, I enjoy that black music.
I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad you enjoy it. That's why I like to play some music during the show and so people can enjoy good Christian music.
It's something about the blacks that makes the spirit jump.
Amen.
Any callers out there?
Another person here, 585, which I believe is Cobra Jeff. Let's see if I'm correct. Cobra Jeff, is that you?
That is me, Pastor Ken. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. How's it going, Pastor Leroy? God bless you. And it is a true honor to have hear from Clay. Clay, it's a true honor, a big fan. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, dear Cobra.
Not too bad. Just tuning in, and my daughter and I are laying here, and we decided to listen to this godly show. Go ahead and say hello. Hello, Pastor Ken.
Hey, I'm Pastor Ken.
Hello, baby.
Yes,
daughter.
Cobra Jeff's daughter.
Yeah, what's your name, honey?
What's your name?
Lena.
Well, it's great to have you with us tonight.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless you too, sweetheart.
Thank you very much for having me.
So cute. So cute.
Thanks, Clay. Like I said, I wanted her to listen to this godly program, so... And I hope everything's going great for you guys. What's going on?
Not much. We're just having some shows every night now. Okay. I decided to go back on full time again. I don't know how long it's going to last. But, you know, who knows? I might do it. I can keep on doing it, for a long time.
It's good to hear. I'm glad the shows are going well. And on a side note, I don't mean to hijack your show by any means, Uncle Tony will be in voice chat tonight at midnight, if any of you listeners would like to join us, and we can talk to the good Tony. You especially, Ken. I'd love it if you
Is this going to be in the Tony Talk room?
It's going to be in the Tony Talk room for anybody listening, and he's supposed to be there around midnight. There's an event created, and I'm trying, hopefully enough of his fans show up, because that's part of the reason why he hasn't done any shows, because he believes he doesn't have any fans anymore. So hoping we can give him support to get him back on the air.
Well, I will definitely try to be there for sure. Okay.
Pastor Leroy, I'd love it if you were there too.
You see, the problem I have, man, is I can't stay up that late. I don't know what Tony does for a living that he can stay up till midnight, man. I know he's like in his mid to late 50s, and I know he's a fat fuck. But let me say this,
no.
man. Oh, I'm just being honest. But look, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Tony. Okay, I was never a fan of Tony. I go on his show, man, and he calls me the N-word.
Whoa, I've heard it many, many times. I had an Asian friend called in, and he called him the N-word. Clay, how's your health doing?
I'm doing okay. Learning how to spell. Putting circles and squares and triangles together.
Are you able to read words that are letters long now?
I learned how to spell the word beat.
Ate, as in you ate food or ate the number?
No, I said to let be like a buzzard, sorry about that. Sometimes I get stuck. Like bee, honey bee.
Oh, honeybee. Oh, like spelling bee.
The word bee. B-E-E-E-B.
Like the letter B? Like B.com?
By chance, can you
your website? I've been trying to visit your website, and I haven't been able to find it lately.
Yes, Candy handles it now.
Candy? I love a good handy.
Candy's computers.
Oh. You don't know the URL name? Is it like Clay Davis at AskJeeves.com?
I have no idea.
It's okay. You still got your DD-214?
What?
Okay. Now, by chance, I have a website I'd like you to go to. Do you have a pen handy, by chance?
No, I do not.
Well, Clay, do you have a pen?
You're always supposed to have a pen, Ken. You're a reporter.
Well, I'm at the computer, I just don't have a pen. I can type on my typewriter.
Sample your guzzard? I didn't understand.
You got more callers? Let's get some more callers in.
Yeah, I got a 111 caller and then a 210. Let me bring on a 111 caller first and see who we got.
Hello.
Kenny. Hey, Ken.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you, my sons? Cobra, Jeffy, Clay, Douglas. bitch Kenny.
How you doing there, Pastor Kent? How you doing there, Pastor Kent?
I am more blessed and more highly favored than Kenny. And Kenny, I was doing a study on Sigmund Freud, and it turns out you are envious of my penis. You have penis envy, bitch Kenny, because it is big and girthy and lengthy.
Oh, boy. You are such
Say
a
it's
retard.
True, Kenny.
No, that's not true. And you're a retard.
Oh. It's time you got you watch out, man, because of Clay on the line, man. He might take offense to that after his disability.
And we also got a little girl looking
You are the one that wears the retarded helmet.
And I would appreciate you cleaning it up with your mouth.
Why don't you clean with your mouth my penis?
Oh.
That's called ATM.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That was uncalled for.
Was that the real Pastor Kent?
I believe it was, yes.
No, that wasn't the real Pastor Kent. That was a fake one. Okay? The real Pastor Kent doesn't talk like that. Let me bring on 210. 210, you're on the air.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me
hey,
out
Pastor
to
Ken.
The crowd.
Yeah.
This is Grover Washington.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Pastor Ken.
Over some baseball game.
Where the hell are you?
God damn it.
Ken.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Pastor Kent, it's Grover.
It's Grover Washington. Why aren't you talking?
Say what?
This is Grover Washington.
Yeah, I know, Grover.
Well, then why the fuck aren't you talking to me?
Oh. I said hello several times, Grover.
I only heard you say it one time, and you ignored me and made me feel like no one could hear me.
No, I said it more than once.
I think you were being ignored because of your color of the skin, of your skin.
I would hope not. Hey, Cobra Jeff, did you know that I played professional baseball for the Negro League?
Oh, did? What position? Were you left fielder?
Well, I was what you call a utility player. I mean, they could put me pretty much anywhere. But I was really good at pitching. One time I threw a perfect game. Unfortunately, I was high on drugs at the time.
So you're a pitcher, not a catcher?
No, I didn't like to catch because you got to go down, and it's hard. Made my knees hurt, so I prefer to play baseball standing up.
Did you get any sponsorships? What made you leave the league? What happened?
I basically got too old. There was a nigger named Leon Day that came along. He was a jack of all trades, and he could excel at many positions, and he's also a very good pitcher, right-handed pitcher, one of the hardest throwing pitchers in the game, and he pretty much replaced me.
Ken, did you ever play any baseball?
No, I did when I was a kid. I played, you know, Little League, Okay, but
so when you were in Little League, were you a pitcher? Were you a catcher? What were you?
I was a right fielder.
I think Ken played the position left out.
Yeah, right. Now I play right field.
Ken, you seem very distracted tonight. What's wrong?
No, I'm not distracted at all.
Okay. I was going to call in and proclaim you king of Blog Talk Radio, but you got me in a foul mood with how you're talking to me tonight, so I'm going to hold off on proclaiming that.
Okay, well, that's okay. Other people have already proclaimed that. But thank you.
Grover, isn't it great to hear from Clay? Doesn't Clay sound amazing?
Well, I don't know that much about that Clay Douglas, but apparently he's against the Jews. And whoever's against the Jews, I'm on their side. I'll just say that. Ken, you used to be Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Well, that explains why I have issues with you so much.
Okay.
See, you're being dismissive again.
You're black, right? You shouldn't have issues with anybody.
What's that? What the hell does that mean?
Well, it just means that you're black, okay? Blacks have been discriminated for many, many years, okay? You shouldn't discriminate on anybody.
So because I'm black, I can't hate.
No, you shouldn't.
Who do you hate other than the Mexicans whom you called spicks?
I don't call Mexicans spicks. I don't hate anybody.
Well, you hate that Pastor Kent called in earlier. You hung up on him.
I don't care for him. I don't like him. Okay, I don't hate him. I have disdain for the man.
You were stained. What do you mean you were stained?
I said stain. Okay. He's no good. He's a fake.
Like a jizz stain?
Oh. No.
What in the hell's all that noise in the background? Is that Jeff?
Not me, Jeff the Gripper.
Something's moving around, making a lot of noise. Sorry to bother you, kid. Dickhead.
No.
Well, I'm in the middle of a sentence, and he goes, 1-1-1, 1-1-1.
How are you doing there, Master Bo?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Ken, would you talk to the caller, please?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show, 111.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I listened to your show, and...
Breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up, sir.
You play a lot of black music.
I play all kinds of music.
Play nigger music a lot of the time.
Why do you play music if you can't choose it?
Music if you do what? Choose it. You can't choose it?
Why is it short music, man? The gospel. Christian music. Pretty much, that type of music.
Did you know that black people back in the day were considered beasts?
Well, that's true. I mean, are you talking about the 1850s, or what are you talking about?
Oh, sir, because I used to have a brother. Brothers was born in Okinawa, Japan, and my father or my mother said that he was an animal. And just because he looked Chinese, he didn't like him. He said he was a beast. And I remember we were eating off the table, and everything we left on the table, he got him scraps, gave it to him, and told him, eat it like a dog.
Jesus.
Poor guy grew up mental. He grew up to be a psychotic killer. He used to kill dogs.
Dogs down on the river, don't you know he'd be on time.
And that was right. He killed dogs. Why is everybody so quiet?
Wow, we were sitting here listening to you.
Somebody talk. I want to talk to somebody. That's my conversation.
Are you saying you're partially Japanese? Is that what you said? You're shitty. What did you say?
My name is Smitty.
Hello, Smitty. Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir.
What's your 10-20? Over.
Street. 305.
It's area code 305. That's in Miami.
Yes, sir.
You're down the southern tip of Florida down there, huh?
Yes. I have a view. I live by a beachfront, and all I see is titties everywhere. So blessed to see titties.
Well, that's fabulous. I don't think I've been down there to Miami. Are color people allowed down there?
Oh, some of the color people, man, they be showing off, and they look so good. I just want to take a little bite. Yes, it looked like a peach.
I once went to Miami, and I went to a nude beach there once. It was a great time.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't too partial for all the men walking around, but had a great time.
All the women with them breastfaces.
When I went there, was a lot of flat-chested ones. They looked like six-year-old boys. Wasn't that great?
Ugh.
You probably went to the Jeff Epstein Island.
That's no good. You're going to end up in prison if you talk about that.
Jeff Epstein, he's a Jew.
Hey, Ken, have you ever been to a all-nude beach before?
No, I never have. No.
It's something you have to experience.
I heard the reason you never went is because you didn't want people to see your tiny Johnson.
Oh. I've just never been to a nude beach. I actually, when I went down to Miami and I went to the all-nude beach, that's actually how I conceived my son, is I tripped and fell on a Pepsi can, and I kind of fell right into my ex-wife's vagina.
What?
Holy hell.
No.
And the force of falling made me climax. So that's how my son was conceived. True story.
Hey Ken,
okay.
Ken, I got a question for you. When you you've had hundreds of women before. Have you ever done a golden baseball on a woman?
Yeah.
Well, golden baseball is when you're whacking off and you pee all over your own balls instead of shooting their load.
Yeah, never did a golden baseball.
It's Clay still there?
No, Clay hung up.
What about Pastor Leroy? Pastor Leroy, you still there, brother?
Yeah, I'm always here, man. I'm just sitting on the side listening to you crazy characters, man. This is funny
stuff. What did your wife make you for dinner tonight?
Well, my wife didn't make dinner, man. That's the problem with my wife. My wife don't ever make me dinner, man. She always wants to go out to these chicken places, man. We go to churches, and we go to KFC, freaking Popeyes. Like them collard greens, they got a Popeyes, man. And that damn okra. I hate freaking okra, man. Okra sucks, man.
I love it. I love me some okra.
Ken, do you
I only like
Chick-fil-A?
It fried. I only like fried okra.
Okra tastes like somebody blew their snot into it. It's always slimy.
Not fried, it ain't. Not fried.
But sometimes it, the consistency of a man load.
Oh, a smoothie drop. Cobra Jeff just dropped. Oh, well, I'm going to take it back to everybody. Okay, and we'll say God bless y'all. Thank everybody in the chat room. Ashley, Chuck, Cobra Jeff, Ferrar, okay, Gavin Moorhead, Internet Friend, Justin Adafan, Peyton Jenner, Tim McGillicuddy. Thanks for calling, and thanks for being in the chat room. I'll say thanks, Pastor Leroy. I'm getting over.
Pastor.
On the fly.
Pastor. Pastor.
Yeah.
Why are you hanging up on people in order to end the program?
I'm not hanging up on people. They hung up.
They simultaneously hung up, huh?
Yeah, they
you
hung up.
You got calls online? You got calls on the line?
I got one caller just called in, okay?
Well, why don't you pick it up?
Okay, one. Is who?
Joey
Gaga.
Hello, Joey.
Joey. That's my name, right? Now, what I got to say is Pastor Ken. Hello?
I can't understand you.
How long have you been a preacher?
Oh, for about 10 years now.
What?
Could you elaborate on that?
No, you've been a preacher about 10 years now.
Okay, you see, you're being a dick again. I don't know why you're doing this.
Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for calling. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Pay attention to the callers.